Hello, all the people in the cycling world. Welcome to the Green Edge Cycling Podcast. This is a podcast that I believe it's the second episode, where we've got a few people from the team on each episode just having a bit of a chat. Today you are treated with the lovely voices of G Squared, also known as Georgia Baker, and myself, Georgie Howe, two Australians on the Green Edge Cycling Team for the Women. Where are we, G?
We're here in lovely, lovely Belgium. At the beginning, or in the middle, would we say, of a big block that we have here.
It's a big block, the old classics block. We had some typical Belgian weather today too.
We did. We had literally rain, hail and shine.
Yeah, in my efforts, I was like, my legs are hurting and now my skin's hurting because I'm just getting pelted with these little icy
what
pellets.
What is worse?
On the Schelde, on the canal, with every man and their dog. Oh my God, the bunchies here are insane. They were full, like, these middle-aged men are like full echelon along the canal road. Yeah. Cooking 50k an hour. It is insane. Yeah.
And you're always, they're coming towards you and you're like, are you going to move? Are you
going
to move?
Am I going swimming today? I don't know. I mean, possibly. It's 7 degrees. Why not? But yeah, it's always so nice to finish your ride, get back to the lovely hotel Leppelbed here. We are very well treated. It's our home away from home here in Belgium.
Yeah, it is. We love Hotel Leppelbed. We've stayed here for the last, as a Green Edge cycling family, it would be years.
Yeah, I was talking to Craig, one of the mechanics on the men's team, and he's been here for 23 years or something.
Yeah, really long time. But it is like a huge, big, big family here. And every time we come in the front door, you just smell Bart's cooking.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, can't wait
for lunch.
See
Anne in her fashion. She's always got this lovely array of cardigans.
Yeah.
I believe she bequeathed some to one of our Swannies, Jodie.
Yes.
And so I think she's trying to make us all in her image. But yeah, it really is our home away from home. And it's...
We kind of just take over the hotel.
We do. It's... But we're very lucky, very lucky.
We are. It's probably one of the best hotels we've stayed in, though. Or have you stayed in a different one? Or what's your favourite and your...
I have to say, like, well, Leppelbed's, like, as far as a hotel goes, it's more homey. But in terms of, like, an actual, like, best hotel I've stayed at was probably before Stage 7 of the Vuelta last year. We had, like, a lovely... It was a beautiful hotel. There was a wedding on there. So it was, like, clearly, like, an events place. Mm. And it was in Basque country, so like
beautiful
ocean views. And we all wanted to go and have a bit of a walk and check out the view. And we actually like gate crashed a couple's lovely moment up in a lookout. We're like, well, we've given them 5-10 minutes. We want to go look at the view too. So, so sorry to that couple if you are listening that you had the welter team of Green Edge up there. But yeah, that was probably the best one. What about you, Jay? What's your best hotel?
Best hotel. I've been lucky enough to stay in some pretty good hotels, to be honest. But probably the UAE tour.
Dubai.
It's in Dubai, yeah. Abu Dhabi area. It's so good. Beautiful hotel. And the food is just amazing as well.
What kind of food do you have?
Oh, like this is the traditional food. And I can't get over the hummus there. I don't know. Oh. It's just like the... I have it breakfast, lunch and dinner, to be quite honest.
What do they call it? Like a mezza plate where you got like hummus, the eggplant dip, the pita bread, and like you've got these selections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just can't go wrong there. And I think when I think about a really good hotel, I'm thinking of food, I'm thinking of beds,
bathroom?
I'm thinking bathroom. Like, you know, there's a lot that comes into like making a hotel a really good hotel.
That's true.
Because I've stayed in some great places, like even in China. Like the hotel in China was great, but I can't say the food was great because I couldn't eat half the stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be honest, we're pretty bloody lucky.
We have had some shockers though.
Oh.
Where there's ups, there's downs.
Yes, yeah, to be honest. I think the worst hotel I've stayed in, and I stayed in, unfortunately, a couple of times, was in France, and it was the Campomile. Is it the Campomile?
Yeah. Oh,
it was like a truck stop. And it really just brings you back down to earth.
You're walking after a stage, and you get that smell, and you're like...
The cigarette smell, and you're like,
Yeah.
What about you, George?
I'm going to have to say, sorry for all our French listeners, but it was also in France. I think it was a Kyriad. Actually, recently at the Tour of Normandy. Great race. My roommate and I were so close together that we were kicking each other throughout the night. The beds were that close.
Yeah,
like, I don't mind a single bed. I really don't mind. But when the room is that small that you're pretty much essentially in one bed, they're that close
yeah,
together.
Yeah, look, can, that's pushing it.
It is pushing it. But yeah, level bed. Whilst there are single beds and some of the rooms are quite small, it is quite cozy. You know.
Yeah.
You can be here for 3 weeks. I think that's the whole point because we are here for 3 weeks.
And you get to know. I actually really appreciate being in level bed because we have all the men and the women staff here.
And
you get to know everyone a little bit better. And, you know, we have, like this morning we had Spinky and we could do, like, the activation session before we go for a ride. Mm. And it's just, like, I don't know, it's you know, everyone complains about being in Belgium and I can get it when you're here for a long time. Mm. You can kind of get over it. But I don't know, I don't mind it.
And, like, I know we've got to chat about this a bit later on, but even with, like, the recent merger of Liv coming in, I think it's really cool for. I think they've really adapted into the vibe as well. Like the Liv staff, the Liv riders. Now we're just one team, one dream. You know, I think this period at level bed is actually really valuable for that.
Definitely,
because everyone can kind of get to know each other a bit closer. You know, we do our races together, obviously, but yeah, outside of races, like when we throughout the days, like. We can get the dartboard out, Uno.
Yeah.
People get very competitive over Uno. Our mechanic, Pat Ryan. Oh, my gosh. Last year, there were some Barneys about that.
Oh.
But, no, it is fun. And it is a lovely... We're very lucky.
It sets up a pretty good year as well, particularly with, you know, the merger, like we were saying, with Liv and Jayco. Like, I think this can set up a... Because it's the start of the year. It's just like kicking off the season, really, in Europe. Like, we had the Aussie summer, but... You know, this is really the start of the major season over here. And I think leading into, you know, we've got the Tour de France, the Giro, all those things, it just sets up really good culture within the group and it's super important.
Yeah, and trusting each other. And I think, like, having those moments where you can, like, poke fun at each other and joke around, it is always really good and valuable.
But, yeah.
We're here for a while, and then we go back to Heinz and Girona before the tours. But we do travel a lot. We're a bit of a gypsy when we go on our bike tours. Do you have any travel tips, G? Like, what do you bring that's your non-negotiables? And I think I can guess a few.
Okay, off you go.
Well, you do love a coffee.
Oh yeah, most people love a coffee.
Yeah,
but I do. I wouldn't say I'm a coffee snob.
No, but you make sure you have a good coffee.
Yeah, I always like. Here, level bed, I can get away with potentially not having my coffee set up, but I still bring it anyway as a backup. But yeah, I always love to travel with my French press and some beans and my grinder. My grandma actually bought me an electric grinder.
Oh, I know about this electric grinder.
You've been my
soundtracks our mornings.
You've been in my roommate before, and yes, but it's. Look, it saves me an arm workout of the morning.
Hey, look, and there's a beautiful aroma that comes from it with the freshly ground beans. So I don't really mind the vibrating sound that early in the morning.
Oh, apologies. So probably my coffee setup, and I need my earplugs. Actually, the best earplugs are from Belgium.
Yeah, especially when you're rooming with me.
Yeah, definitely with Georgie. Georgie does like some weird noises throughout the night, but. And I'm maybe a little bit precious when it comes to sleeping with people. I'll admit that. I don't like any noises and I need to get used to it. So earplugs are essential.
Then there's like, I actually bought some, because everyone was like, oh, the best earplugs in the world are in Belgium. And I was like, a bit skeptical. I picked some up the other day.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, life changing. Blocks out the, like, I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't hear a brick fall from the fifth floor, you know? Like,
it's, now they are really good.
They're good. They're just firm. I'm going to get about 12 boxes. But, yeah, earplugs are definitely also my non-negotiable. And I do travel with my AeroPress. Bit messier than a French press.
Gets the job done.
It gets the job done. I don't have my hand or electric grinder. I do just buy pre-ground beans.
Well, if you're lucky enough, maybe you could borrow mine.
Yeah, you know, I do like my silence in the morning, though, G.
But I actually hear that you have some weird pre-race rituals.
Pre-race rituals. Oh, I think I used to be really superstitious when I was rowing, like really superstitious. Like I'd walk a certain way down to the sheds if we had a home race because then we would win.
Work every time?
No, it was just like, I've just got to get all the best juju in the world. But something that has stuck with me throughout my entire sporting career, actually, is I always start with my left foot first in terms of like, my left sock will go on, my right sock will go on, my left shoe will go on, my right shoe will go on, and then I'll tighten my left shoe, then I'll tighten my right shoe.
Whoa, this is mind-blowing. I feel like you're Nadal, Rafael.
Yeah, I am essentially Nadal, except without all the wedgie picking, you know, after every before every point. But even in the boat, I would like, my left foot would go in, then sock would go on, my right sock would go on, my left shoe would go in, my right shoe would go on.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, if I can't start with my right foot.
Yeah. What about clipping in? Although, any is there a way? Like, you always push off left foot? Like, if you're start of a race, you unclip your right foot?
I unclip my left, and then I tried to, in Carpe, I tried to unclip with my right, because I was like, I should probably
learn that.
And then I fell over.
So we go back to...
We go back to my left. Just ask Cecily. I think she can tell you a little bit about me unclipping.
Oh, dear.
And falling
over. Look, we've all done it before.
Yeah, but hopefully not when they've signed a pro contract.
It's okay. We've all had some embarrassing moments along our career.
When's your embarrassing moment been, Jay?
Oh, look, speaking of races, like, we just had Depana the other day.
Yeah.
And probably my embarrassing... It wasn't really embarrassing. It was just... I would say it's probably funny. And there was a few, like, memes made up from my teammates about it. But in 2022, it was the first time I was racing Depana.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big crash about 15k to go, and I ended up in the hedge.
I'm trying to think, because you guys did the reverse lap.
Different. Yeah, it was reverse. Yeah. And I just, there was a big stack, but I just somehow ended up perfectly in this hedge, like wedged in.
Like, what do you mean by perfectly? Like paint a picture for me.
Well, just like arms up, legs out, completely in the middle of the
hedge. So like a, basically a dead bug, just like
100%. I was dead bugging it in the hedge. But oh to God. Say, Stop it was landing. So funny, and I got, it was on TV, and I remember my mum, like, sent me photos, and she thought it was the funniest thing.
Thank God you had a soft landing.
No, I had one little scratch on my arm, and I was
probably from a branch.
Mm. But the hardest thing was actually getting it back out of the hedge.
Did you get any splinters?
No, I was fine. Yeah, but the hardest thing was actually getting out.
Did you do the whole, like,
yep, had to, a couple of times.
So cradle yourself forward, a few sit-ups?
Yeah. What about you, George?
I have to say it's also in Depana. Yeah. I don't know if it's because it's fresh in my memory. I mean, I had a bit of a shocker the other day, but there last year, I've decided I prefer a really windy Depana just because it's so hard for everyone.
Yeah.
But last year it was really fucking, sorry, can I swear on this podcast? I'm sorry to the administrators, but it was really windy. And we're going up to Morden, and that stretch of road is just infamous. Like, you can just like, you can just see the whole stretch of road for ages, right? Mm-hmm. And I just rode it like a fucking peanut. And I was just like trying to go around to make the, I was about 10 meters behind the front split of like, what was 10 or so riders on the first time up to Morden. But I didn't make it because I was going around all these groups. I started a bit too far back and I was going around all these groups on the bloody windy side. And you can just see the footage. Like, I was chatting with Matt Heyman after the race and he's like, see you? Yeah, you're going around to the left. And you make the next group. And then you go around to the left again, you make the next group. You go around to the left again, you make the next group.
Well, you've got some good bodies.
And then I get to the front of the second group, and I blow up. And I just see, we get to that bridge, and it feels like Alpe d'Huez. By the time you get to the end of the morning, come crosswinds, and you're just like, and then they went, and I was like, oh no. And then that's when my DSs told me that they found out I had no fast twitch fibers in my body to make the jump across.
You've obviously got the power there, geez.
Yeah, the power's there. I learnt a lot from that. If it was windy the other day, I probably would have ridden it a bit smarter. But, you know, probably, yeah.
Well, we've got wind tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be in my bed. I've got a rest day tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll be watching you guys. I'll be hercule-dercling in bed. And for the listeners that don't know what a hercule-dercle is, I believe it's a Scottish term. Georgia Baker is a big hercule-dercler.
I love a good hercule-dercle.
She loves it. She gets up, she makes her coffee, she goes to the bathroom, and then she gets back into bed, and that's a hercule-dercle.
Yeah, look, I just like a slow-paced morning, start my morning.
Yeah, burrito fresh. In bed.
Yeah. Get up, make my coffee, hop back into bed. But the time spent in bed could be 30 seconds, 5 minutes, half hour. Depends on my morning. So it's like a, yeah, but I do it every morning.
Get back in the doona under the covers.
Yeah.
Do you call it a doona, duvet, comforter?
Doona.
Doona, yeah, doona too.
Yeah,
definitely. I don't understand people who say comforter.
Yeah.
Like, a comforter is a hug.
Yeah, exactly. But we've learned to be accepting of, because we hear all different things on the team, of all
it's
different.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. We've got, there's all different habits, all different everything.
Yep. So everyone has a different name for everything.
Yeah, it's true.
Should we kick off some quick fire questions?
I believe we should, because quick fire is a good way for the listeners to get to know us a bit better.
Yeah, for sure. So, George, would you wear white socks with black shoes?
Absolutely not. My father was a model. He'd be ashamed. It's like against all the fashion faux pas. I do believe Ruby Rose McGowan is a very, very much a guilty person for wearing black shoes with white socks.
Yeah, but I think Rubes can rock it. You know,
I mean, she never questioned it. She is from Brunswick, so they are.
I like a little bit of different, like, but now she does it. Now she's got white shoes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. She's conformed. She hasn't lived north of the river for a very long time.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. Rubes can probably pull it off. Probably the only one that will let this slide.
True. All right, G.
Yep.
Leg warmers, over or under?
Leg warmers, are we talking about the socks or under the...
No, hips. Like you're like your knee warmers. Yeah.
See, look, I change depending. I think if I'm just quickly riding somewhere, I will put my leg warmers over my knicks.
Oh no, that's a shit look.
If I am going to start a race or go training, I always put them under.
And socks?
Socks always go under. But when I was a junior, for some reason, I thought socks over the leg warmers were really cool. But I don't do that anymore. Noticed,
like our Dutch teammates wear them over their leg warmers.
Really?
Yeah, Jana over the.
I don't think Jana does.
Really?
Maybe I think she does when she was saying, or talking to her before a bit earlier. She says she used to when she was a junior, and I agree. Like it used to be what you always used to do as a junior, always over, but now I'm always.
Yeah,
under.
Well, there's a lot of things that the kids do these days that I don't really understand, like Birks or Crocs. I don't.
Birks. What do you reckon?
I cannot abide by Crocs. I have to do Birks.
See, look, I agree with you, Birks, because I don't own Crocs, but I respect the Croc.
No, I can't respect the Croc.
I respect the Croc, particularly when it's in sports mode.
What's sports mode?
When they've got the strap.
Oh,
at
my
the
God,
back.
So you can, like, do activities.
Yeah,
so you're not going to slide out.
Yeah, super sports
mode. You know, when we went for, my family and I went for a road trip in, this is for our overseas listeners, in the Kimberley, which is in northwestern Australia. And my mum bought every single member of my family a pair of Crocs each because they were apparently practical. I remember we went on this ridiculous 10K hike in Crocs and sports mode did not help that. So I'm
time and place probably.
Yeah, I know, but kids, honestly.
Yeah.
All right.
I reckon, what do you think about, are you a night owl?
I am definitely not a night owl. I am definitely a morning person. What about you?
I actually don't know what I am. I think I'm an in-betweener. Yeah. I kind of go with the flow. I like, depends where, if I'm really tired, like, yeah, I don't know.
Depends where the moon is in the sky at the moment.
Yeah, depends how I'm feeling with the moon.
Yeah, got to charge your crystals. All right, G, white bibs, yes or no?
White bibs, yes or no, what do you reckon?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Yeah, look, I'm impartial. Probably no. I don't know. Nah.
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 Nah. All right, coffee order.
Coffee order, I'm going, I don't know, I am a latte kind of girl. I like, but I, yeah. I'll order a latte, then a long black.
So you go latte, long black?
Yeah, because if I'm under pressure, I'll just go quickly latte or whatever.
Mm.
I'm not too super fussy, to be honest.
Okay.
What about you?
Long black.
Always?
All day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, if I'm feeling, like, if I panic, I'll get a flat white.
What about crosswinds or cobbles?
Well, based on my story at the partner, I'm going to have to say cobbles, because just smash on over them.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I prefer crosswinds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I
do. It's hard. I don't know. Depends how long the cobble sections are.
See, cobbles, you can just ride someone off the wheel.
Yeah, which I don't know.
Hopefully it doesn't happen at Roubaix.
What would you prefer to be physically, to have physical strength or mental strength?
Physical strength or mental strength? See, I think mental strength, because I think you can get... I think that's, like, a bit more withstanding and, withstands time a bit more, you know? Like, I don't want to just be brawn.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
I'd go mental strength.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, for sure.
And do you reckon you could ever appear on a reality TV show?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this a lot, actually.
Yeah, just within the team.
Yeah.
And, like, what each writer, what TV show they'd be on, or if they'd go on a game show, or...
Yeah. I think, well, Letty's I think Letty's boyfriend was on Temptation Island or something in Italy. Oh, yeah. Wow. So I think that's cool.
That's probably how we got
it. Yeah. But if my own, I definitely think I could. I don't think I could go on like something like Love Island. But or like
I can't act. No, I'm sorry, I can't.
No, you can't see me. if the listeners think that they could see me on Love Island, please nominate me, and it'd be an interesting social experiment.
Yeah, you can pull her for a chat.
Go. Oh my god, my old housemates would just like talk in the accent all the time. Good lord. Just remind me of Geordie Shore. No, I think I'd go on Survivor, because I honestly, like, you just have, like, you've got to have the physical capability to do the activities.
The mentally, like, and yeah. Also mental.
Toughness. And mental strength and toughness. But you also have to have, like, the political nous to work out who...
Yeah, that's like, you all over.
Like, well, yeah, like, the allegiances, like, who's the weakest link, all that kind of stuff. Because that's, yeah, I feel like it's, there's a lot of intricacy in that.
Yeah, I really think that suits you down to the T, honestly.
And what about you, Jay?
I would probably... I think SAS Australia.
For those listeners that don't know, SAS is like that's like our special forces in Australia, and they've got a TV show where they bring in celebrities in, and they train them like SAS soldiers.
Yes. Yeah. I think that would be right up my alley. I always love watching it.
Commando Georgia.
I don't know, like, obviously No Doubt would be super hard, super challenging.
Yeah, but like you No Doubt, I reckon you'd boss it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think I watch it and I think I reckon I could differentiate between, you know, it's just a reality TV show.
You're not going to war.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think I could separate those two really well and just do the task. Yeah. I would really struggle at not laughing, because I think if I had the commander yelling in my face, I would be hard not to laugh. So yeah. I probably wouldn't last very long, let's be honest.
You were definitely the kid in primary school that, like, when the whole class is getting in trouble, you just laugh.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you were definitely that kid. Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Everyone was, like, being real serious, and you're, like, someone did something in the playground, and you're just, like, giggling away.
Yeah. But, that's probably the only thing I could probably see myself.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they could see you on Love Island.
Yeah, I know, and, yeah. Alex Manley thinks, she's like, you have to go on Love Island.
Alex Manley could go on Love Island.
Oh, yeah, she's obsessed as well. But she would be great on Love Island, too.
Yeah. I reckon, I honestly think sometimes in the women's peloton, also sometimes in the men's peloton, it could be its own reality TV show.
Yeah.
Like, there are, if you think about some of the shit, sorry, again, swearing, some of the stuff that goes on in the races.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it could, like, I reckon TDU... And then when everyone stays at Lincoln College and then goes into Cadell's, that could be a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny.
Yeah, all behind the scenes stuff.
Behind the scenes. Like, we were on the same floor as bloody UAE. We got real up close and personal.
You maybe did.
I'm joking. Georgia Baker.
All right, so... Okay, I really love this question, actually. It's super challenging. Yeah. I struggle at answering it.
Yeah.
But I would love to know your three people that you would invite for dinner, dead or alive.
Three people that I'd invite to dinner, dead or alive. Oh, that's a really hard one.
Yeah, it's really hard.
So, I think it's like, I mean, I listened to a podcast today by The Imperfects, and one of their best episodes was with Missy Higgins.
Yeah.
I'd love to have Missy Higgins.
Yeah.
Over for dinner. I think she'd be really cool. Who else? Gosh, this is really hard.
It is really hard.
It is such a hard one.
I had a couple. I had I have really fun, you know, Russell Coit?
Yeah, Russell Coit.
So it's Glenn Robbins, the actor.
Like, he Kel as well in Kevin Kim.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. And I just find Russell Coit on the All Aussie Adventures.
If anyone wants some Australian culture, go YouTube Russell Coit, All Aussie Adventures.
Oh, it's, I just find that hilarious. So I'd probably have him just for some good humour. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of mine is based around just having, like, a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And then I'm tossing up between, I really love Roger Federer.
Yep.
Because I'd love to pick his brain and just all the, about sport, everything. Mm-hmm. And I think, really inspirational guy. Mm-hmm. And then I really love Hamish Blake. I think he's hilarious too.
Oh, Hamish Blake is great.
The
yeah.
two of them could bounce off really well with Russell Coit and Hamish.
Yeah. Yeah.
But And then my third would be my dad. So, yeah. And that, like, I think the three of them, like, oh,
it'd just be riff great. Off each other. Riff,
yeah, yeah, I know. And I know that my dad had the same sense of humor as me, so he would really like that too. Oh, so I think it would be.
He would have been great on this podcast.
Yeah.
No doubt he's listening in and being like, yeah. Now you're just talking about. So the Missy Higgins, I think I do Andre Agassi.
Oh, yeah.
I think about my favorite book of all time is actually Open, his autobiography.
Yep.
Which is incredible book. Forgot that he nearly married Brooke Shields and dated, what's her name? I forget. Anyway, incredibly inspirational guy and altruistic guy too with his charity. And then the third one, I'm thinking like now you've got my head in tennis, so I'm just thinking Ash Barty.
Yeah.
But then I'm also thinking.
They're really challenging.
I know. Questions, so. Actually, Lucy Bronze, soccer mm-hmm. player for FC Barcelona.
Yeah.
Also plays for the soccer team in the UK. Women's soccer at the moment is.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We could
at Lucy.
Sorry?
We should
at Lucy. Yeah. I feel like Lucy and the FC Barcelona football team should.
We'd love to go to a game.
I think so. I mean, they've got some great style, actually.
Yeah.
Like, we could definitely leverage some of that. They could leverage our Nike sponsorship as well.
Yeah, well, I'll be a plus one. I'll be there.
I mean, we could rock up in our Blundstones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. You have arrived in absolute style today, yeah. George. And I respect it, because, you know, the Blunnies are from...
Tasmania, Australia, which is Georgia Baker's home state.
Yeah.
They are extremely practical for Belgium, though.
We are. And, look, we would love... I have a pair of Blunnies.
I mean, I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah, I've got them here, but I haven't been wearing them as much as you have. But they are a very versatile shoe.
They are. Our Swannies wear them.
Yeah, our Swannies, yeah.
Because they're great. They are
great on the cobbles.
Great on the cobbles. You can run in them on the cobbles because they've got so much traction and grip. They are not like their fake counterparts, the R.M. Williams.
Yes. Oof.
No, yeah. they are for the keyboard cowboys. but these are for your true work shoe. But no, they're comfortable.
And also fashion.
And they keep you warm as well.
Yeah, especially, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So Blundstones.
At Blunnies too.
At Blunnies, at Lucy Bronze, at Blunnies, at FC Barcelona.
Yeah.
We're making a lot of friends out of this podcast. At Alex Manley getting on Love Island.
If anyone listening.
Yeah, anyone listening? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller?
Oh, I would also actually love Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars? You would be great on Dancing with the Stars. Think about the costumes in that.
Yeah, that's why I used to love that as a kid.
Oh my God.
So I don't even know if it's still
I don't know. Around, but hey, Australian Idol's coming back, so who knows?
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars could definitely come back. But on that note, G, you've got a big race to prepare for tomorrow.
Yep.
How are we feeling?
Yeah, no, good. We've got good vibes after Tapana. We had a good race.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're looking for another good day tomorrow, which I'm sure we'll have. It's looking a lot of wind, some rain potentially.
A bit cold.
A little bit chilly. Not as cold as last year, apparently. Last year was snowing.
Last year was real cold.
But no, everyone's in a really good mood and super excited, so.
Well, you know what they say, good vibes go fast.
Exactly.
Yep, and just don't ride the moron like I did last year.
True. It's fine. We all live and learn.
We do live and learn. Yeah. All right, well, thank you all for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure. Hopefully this is your favourite episode of the Green Edge Cycling Podcast with G Squared. And, yeah, we'll catch you all next time.
All right, thanks.